This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Last weekend,
if she wins, Biden wins.
Before the first GOP primary.
All eyes are on New Hampshire.
More snow.
This storm has continued to trend upwards.
Shrimpers shrinking profits.
People are dropping like flies out of this business.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It's boiled down to a two-person battle in the first Republican presidential primary of the 2024 campaign. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports attacks are ramping up in the final days.
She's not going to make it. She has no chance. She's got no way.
If he thinks I have no chance and I have no hope, then why is he running millions of dollars of ads against me?
In New Hampshire, it's former President Donald Trump versus his former UN ambassador, Nikki Haley.
He knows he's not able to defend his record. He's not able to talk about why he wasn't tough enough on China.
Haley's aiming to appeal to independent voters in New Hampshire like Don Hartnett.
She really needs to go after President Trump.
The former South Carolina governor has picked up the pace on the campaign trail. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has all but ceded New Hampshire. But even with a narrowed race here, Haley has an uphill climb.
Volunteers are being called for to help dig out Highmark Stadium, where the Buffalo Bills will play an NFL playoff game Sunday night. That region has been hit with several feet of snow. Jordan Steele of the Weather Channel watching a news system.
I'd say anywhere from between 1 to as much as 5 inches on average, from the I-90 corridor, Cleveland to Erie, Pennsylvania, also northern Indiana. Lake enhancement is going to be the big reason that we could see maybe 1 to 2 feet in those spots. And if you don't have the snow, you've got the cold. Single digit feels like temps all the way into the south.
The wind chill makes it feel like 17 degrees this morning in Memphis. Gerald Kiner has opened an emergency shelter there.
No, I'm cold right now. Basically, when I would step outside for a few minutes to go to my car. So imagine people who have no place to go.
The bitter cold will last right through the weekend, and after days of dangerous ice, western Oregon will see temperatures rise above 40. We've heard from the Georgia district attorney who's at the center of former President Trump's election interference case in that state. As CBS's Nicole Killian reports, she's been under fire amid accusations of being in a romantic relationship with a prosecutor she hired.
District Attorney Fani Willis broke her silence this week, accusing critics of racism amid accusations that she had an improper relationship with Nathan Wade, a special prosecutor she hired to lead the 2020 election interference investigation into former President Trump.
Is it that some will never see a black man as qualified, no matter his achievements?
The allegations were made in a filing this month by co-defendant Michael Roman. His attorney wants the charges dismissed and suggests, without citing evidence, that Willis not only had a romantic relationship with Wade, but financially benefited from it.
February 28th is the date that's been set for Hunter Biden to testify behind closed doors to two House panels that are holding an impeachment inquiry into his father. The president's son had been insisting he'd only cooperate in an open forum. Congress has sent a short-term spending bill to President Biden to avoid a government shutdown. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer.
Because both sides have worked together, the government will stay open. We will avoid a needless disaster.
Far-right members of the House opposed the deal, which extends into March. Overseas, the U.S. military says Houthi rebels in Yemen tried and failed to hit an American-owned ship in the Red Sea. It came hours after U.S. forces hit their positions for a fifth time. Correspondent Charlie Daggett visited one of the Navy ships patrolling the region.
For the troops of the 26th Marine Expeditionary Unit out of Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, the USS Bataan has been home for more than 6 months and counting. Jets take off into the pitch dark overnight, a show of force, part readiness exercise, to keep pilots and crews sharp. Ship-to-shore land and sea assault teams that includes a full contingent of roughly 4,000 U.S. Marines and sailors across the deployment.
More than 6 months. Getting a bit homesick?
I am. Going out, you know, with friends and spend time with family.
They are in it for the long haul, even if nobody's quite sure how long that haul will be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Families of the victims of the Uvalde school massacre want criminal cases launched after yesterday's scathing Justice Department report found cascading failures in the slow response to the 2022 attack.
I hope the failures end today and the local officials do what wasn't done that day.
The LA Innocence Project is taking a look into Scott Peterson's 2004 murder conviction. He was found guilty of murdering his wife and their unborn son. The new interest in the case is based on blood that was found inside a burned-out van linked to a burglary near Peterson's Modesto home. Mike Balmessieri was on the jury that convicted Peterson.
You got a long way to go to convince me that he wasn't guilty. Because I spent 5.5 months in a courtroom listening to testimony, looking at evidence.
Oklahoma lawmakers will consider a bill that labels Hispanics who are gang members as terrorists. The Republican sponsor says they're responsible for human trafficking and fentanyl in the state. Using advanced DNA analysis, the remains of a Long Island man killed at the World Trade Center on 9/11 have been identified. John Ballantyne Niven is the 1,650th victim whose remains have been identified. Foreign imports are having a deep effect on the American shrimping industry. CBS's Mark Strassman says some fear they won't be able to continue on without government help.
Off South Carolina's coast, Rocky Magwood shrimps with a jumbo problem.
It's worse right now than we've ever seen.
Plummeting prices for his catch.
Is this driving people out of business?
Very much so. People are dropping like flies out of this business.
The issue, imported cheap shrimp from Asia, often subsidized by foreign governments.
I would love to be out there at least 6 days a week.
And how many days are you on the water?
2 to 3 now.
In 2022, local shrimpers here got $5.73 per pound. Last year, $3.39 per pound.
I have a son that's 5 right now. He won't be able to do this the way it's going right now. There's no way.
Mark Strassman, Shem Creek, South Carolina.
Tight end Cam McCormick is set to return to the University of Miami for an unprecedented 9th season of college eligibility.
Touchdown! Ruling is touchdown. McCormick broke the play.
He's had a career derailed by injuries. McCormick, who began his college days at Oregon, has undergone 6 surgeries.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
A dog in Michigan really is man's best friend and a lifesaver, too.
A Traverse City, Michigan man fell through ice on a lake and a witness called police.
Is that him right there?
Yeah.
Michigan State Police Officer Cameron Bennett's body cam shows him grabbing a rescue disc to throw to the man, but he couldn't get it close enough. Then he noticed a dog.
Send your pup here. Will she come to me?
She probably will. Her name's Ruby.
Ruby, come here. Ruby.
She came, took the rescue disc in her mouth, and ran it out to her owner. The 65-year-old man grabbed it, and Officer Bennett's pulled the rope attached to it.
Help! Are you out of the water?
He was out, examined at a hospital, and lives to tell the tale of Ruby's rescue. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The private moon lander that encountered trouble and failed after launch earlier this month has now disintegrated in Earth's atmosphere, and Japan looks to become the fifth country to put a spacecraft on the moon later today. That's the Roundup, produced this week by Paul Ferry and Matt Cherry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert. And I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.